Your first school that you attended, the elementary school that you attended, yeah. What was that?
A little country school, Arnett. Back in those days, you had a lot of consolidated schools. In Harmon County, our county, alone, you had 8 consolidated schools. Now they don't have any. Just Hollis, the town school, is the only school. We attended that school, and it was built during Roosevelt's time. The WPA and the Works Project Administration and the CCC built schools and roads. So this school was built by the Works Project Administration. We attended school there. It was mostly a farm community, and we did that until the war came. In 1941, Dad and I had driven down to town. We lived about 3 miles from Hollis. And someone came over and said, the Japanese have bombed Pearl Harbor.
That was December 7th, of course, 1941.
Yeah, that's right. We'd never heard of Pearl Harbor. And we just didn't get the impact of all of it until the next day, I believe it was, that Franklin Roosevelt then spoke to Congress and declared war. But we knew the impact quickly because all of our older friends, I was in the 9th grade at the time.
You're about 12 years old then,
yeah,
I guess.
And so my brother Quentin went into the Air Force. Well, it was the Army Air Corps back then. He was a pilot for a long time, but he had some problems in higher altitudes and would get disoriented and that sort of thing. And so they assigned him to the military police. He served in the Pacific with the military police. My brother Fred and I continued to work on the farm. One day, a knock came on the door. This tall, gangly man said, Homer, Nanny, my name's Joe Bailey Medcalf. He said, I'm the junior high principal and the basketball coach at Hollis. We understand that there are not enough male athletes left at Arnett School to have a team. We know the boys are good basketball players and good baseball players. We'd like for them to come to Hollis to school. And he said, I've talked to the Arnett School Board, and since your land borders right on the Hollis District, they've allowed us, with your permission, to transfer 5 acres of land where your house is into the Hollis District.
So is that one of the first recruiting jobs?
It was. And it goes beyond that. We said, Coach, we don't have any way to get to town. We only have one vehicle, and we can't get to town. He said, I've taken care of that. He said, Freddie, you're going to drive a bus route. So our bus route was to drive straight into Hollis, pick up the Curry girls on the way and go into Hollis. Then we would work out after school. The janitor, Chess Meeks, would take the girls home, and we had a bus to drive home after.
So you had your own bus transportation.
Yeah, we had our own bus transportation. But he also said, we know the boys are good basketball and baseball players, but he said, we're really short of manpower, and we want them to play football. We said, Coach, we just have two problems. We've never played football, and we've never seen a football game. So that led to quite an adventure.
Then you are how old when he's coming to your door?
Well, it would have been about 15, I guess.
And then your brother was 2 years older than you.
Yeah.
When were you first introduced to basketball and thinking that you would like it?
My dad is an enormous worker. We would come in from school, and he would come in from the fields. Most of the time, we worked horses and mules. Later, he was able to get a tractor. But he would come in after a full day of working. And during baseball season, he'd get his bat out. He would hit us fly balls and grounders. He called them skinners. And then in basketball, he built a basketball goal. He just put up a steel pole and tacked the backboard against it. So there was no margin. I mean, when you laid the ball in, you could hit the steel pole. We couldn't even afford a net. So it led to big arguments whether the ball really went through the rim or not. They had no money, but whatever they had, we could play sports. We could take advantage of their school activities.
He hadn't been athletic himself, had he?
Yeah, he had played basketball and he had played baseball. As a matter of fact, he used to say that if he had not pitched on a real cold day and ruined his arm, he said, I think I could have made the big show. And so for years, we truly believed that Dad would have been in the big show.
Maybe so. Maybe he could have. So then it was early on, and you must think about that, a father who really encouraged you guys to play sports of any sort.
Yes.
And he had no idea. He was talking to pretty good talent.
Yeah. At Christmas time, we were so poor that we generally didn't each of us get a gift. Sometimes we would get a gift for all three boys. And the one Christmas, he gave us a basketball. It's the old kind that had a lace in it and a bladder to hold the air. That was our Christmas present. And so when I was 5 years old, my brothers were at school, and I slipped under the bed and got the basketball out before they came home. I went out to the goal, and I got it between my legs, lifted it up, and made a basket. That's when I fell in love with the game of basketball.
5 years old.
5 years old.
Yeah. Was that a one-room schoolhouse?
No, it had more than that. Pretty much elementary was together and then junior high and high school together.
Tell me about during the war rationing and all. Do you recall?
Oh, yeah.
Things hard to get?
We were pretty fortunate. When you're on the farm, even though we didn't have any money, we ate well. We raised our own vegetables and fruits. We slaughtered our own hogs and cows and chickens. So we did not suffer from the food rationing very much. The townspeople did more than we did. But my dad at that time was a smoker. He knew that on Sunday the distributors would come into town to drop off the cigarettes and so forth. So he was always there on Sunday to get his rationing of cigarettes. I think he was a Lucky Strike smoker.
But that was a rationing item.
Yeah. And in gas, you had A, B, and C stickers. C stickers was just a normal person. A B sticker was for farmers, and then a C sticker was for truckers.
That determined the amount of gasoline you could buy.
Yeah, and we had a B sticker, so we could farm.
What about tires and those kind of things?
I think it was pretty hard to come by. I know that my uncle and I tried to drive out to our cousins out near Lubbock, Texas, which is about a three-hour drive, I guess. Back then, it was a four-hour drive, but I remember that we blew out our tires about three or four times, so that's how bad the tires were.
What were the first cars you remember?
Well, we had a Model A Ford. Just before that, we had a Model T. As a matter of fact, my dad and mother were married in the back seat of a Model T Ford. They and their friends who accompanied them pulled up to the preacher's house. He came out. They sat in the back seat of the car, and they were 19 and 16.
Literally in the back seat.
They didn't get out. They just sat there and were married. You know, they say young marriages don't work out. Well, it worked out for them. They were married 70 years.